Hey, 2020 is not done with us. 2020, the year that sucks rotten eggs, is still going. And it's got a new rotten egg for us. You know your dog? Like, I got a dog, Puddle. Little Pudsey. Well, she's not that little. She's big. You know, half Lab, half St. Bernard. Puddle's great, gentle, beautiful. Little did I know that Puddle could secretly be carrying a flesh-eating parasite. Yes, here's the headline. This is like the most 2020 headline. This was not just like murder hornets, COVID-19, like you name it. Here, I'll just read this. This is from The Conversation, which is a publication. A flesh-eating parasite carried by dogs is making its way to North America. Dan Riskin, Bell Media Science Correspondent, joins us.
How did they write out that sound effect exactly? That's a great... I love that the headline comes with the sound effect.
That's watch. It just, see that? Every time you and I, Dan, well, if this is going to happen. Every time we say flesh-eating parasite carried by dogs, it just happens, just like that.
All right. I'm ready.
What
to
is
play.
It? Tell us about it. Tell us about this thing. I won't say it to avoid the...
Okay.
The music.
So it's a disease that is caused by something called Leishmania or Leishmania. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but it's basically a protozoan that is spread usually by sand flies, and it's something that affects people every once in a while. But this is a tropical disease, and so what'll happen is, you know, you go for this cool trip to the Amazon and you have a great time, but you get a couple of bites while you're there from different bugs. And one of the bugs that bit you was a sandfly, and it dropped off these protozoans accidentally. And then the protozoans start to eat your flesh, and then they spread. And so you can get it just on your skin, and it turns into, I mean, just like a vulgar pizza type thing on your body that just grows, and it's very hard to get rid of. And so you need to take some hardcore drugs in order to get rid of
like, can it kill you?
Infection. Yeah, because it can also sometimes leave the skin and go into the internal organs and cause swelling of things like the spleen, and it can cause death. And so, there are tens of millions of people around the world that have this. It's a big problem in the tropics. Until now, something we haven't worried about in Canada at all, but it is 2020, and so now there's this report that it's starting to show up in dogs. And that's super weird because, I mean, they're not getting it from sand flies here because we don't have the sand flies here that would give it to you. So the dogs have to be getting it from somewhere else. And so what we think is going on is that people who are rescuing dogs or perhaps buying very, very, very expensive dogs from other countries, places like Morocco, for example, bring the dog over. There's a case in Quebec of a dog, and they brought it into the vet, and it looked like it had been in a terrible fight because its face was all cut up. But it turned out that this was a rescue dog from Morocco, and it had brought the parasite with it. And these lesions all over its face were just the parasite eating its flesh. But it can spread in a kennel among the different dogs, directly dog to dog, and without a sand fly in between. And so this is becoming a problem. And of course, the threat is that it would then make the leap somehow from dog to human.
And it does. Does it actually leap from, and it apparently it does. It is, there's a term for this, right?
Yeah, you mean a zoonosis, like a disease that goes from an animal to a human? I mean,
zoonosis. I wanted you to say that.
Yeah, you know fancy. What is fun with zoonosis? You can always, if you want to sound really smart, if you see something with the prefix zoo, you can say zoo and then you pronounce it that way. So a zoonosis, that makes you sound like I study zoology instead of zoology, but anyway, Z-O-O-N-O-S-E-S. That is when you get something that comes from animals. And the thing is that 75% of the emerging diseases that affect humans come from animals. I mean, they have to come from somewhere. And so, you know, there are all these parasites, there are all these viruses, all these bacteria that are in the wild, that are part of wildlife. And we erode these ecosystems and we come into contact with the creatures that live there. And those creatures are stressed. They shed more of the parasite or the disease, and we end up getting it. And everybody agrees that that's – we don't exactly know how COVID-19 got to humans from animals, but everybody agrees that it's a symptom of eroding nature because that you expect is one of the side effects of the destruction of nature, that you get more diseases like this. So here we are with leishmaniasis and COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19 is zoonotic. I'm just trying to sound as smart as you, Dan.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not going to work. So how common is this flesh-eating I'm going to say it. How common is the flesh-eating parasite carried by dogs in North America?
It has been found in three Canadian provinces and a bunch of U.S. states. And so the issue is that it seems to be spread by these dogs, and specifically foxhounds. There's been a big problem with foxhounds. So there was a breeding facility with foxhounds in upstate New York, and a whole bunch of dogs got sick there, but then they started to spread around. So these researchers did a big survey of, you know, dogs in a whole bunch of different places, and they found some in Nova Scotia, some in Ontario, and we've got at least one case in Quebec with that dog that came from Morocco. So it's making its way up here, and what's really sort of striking about it is that they don't rely on those sand flies. So, you know, when you think about something like malaria, you know, the ability of malaria to spread is really tied to the mosquitoes that can spread it. And so if you can stop the mosquitoes from occurring in a certain place, you can stop the disease from spreading. But what's scary here is the idea that these protozoan parasites are finding alternative routes to get from one host to another without using that sandfly as an intermediate. And so if it's going from dog to dog, presumably with them touching each other, there's also some evidence that it may be able to travel via tick, which is really crazy, then it's got the potential to spread. So the numbers are small, but what these people who wrote the article, who are veterinarians working in Montreal, what they're really saying is, like, we need to put on our safety hat here. You know, we need to be thinking about more than just whether or not a dog has rabies before we bring it into North America. Because right now, that's basically all you have to do is just show that this dog doesn't have rabies, and it looks okay, bring it in. And that opens the door to other kinds of illness that can spread not only to other dogs in North America, but to people as well. And so really this is a call that, you know, if we're learning anything from COVID-19, it's that we need to think about animal health and human health as part of the same puzzle. And so,
well, this is great. So you've got Lyme's disease you got to worry about. You got West Nile that you got to worry about. You got COVID-19. You've got your murder hornets. They just took out the first murder hornet place, I think, in BC.
No, it's just south of BC in Washington State. Yeah, like a stone's throw from BC. Yeah.
And now you got the flesh-eating parasite carried by dogs.
There it is.
What a year, right? What a great year.
Yeah, it is quite a year. But, you know, I know that it's a year when it's really easy to be down and feel like we're hard done by. And we are in a lot of ways. But I just keep going back to all the blessings about how COVID-19 has some features that are really nice. Like MERS kills like 10% of the people who get it. This thing kills like half of 1%. And this thing doesn't kill kids the way it kills grown-ups.
Yeah,
and so there are these things about COVID-19 that make me very grateful that this is...
That's 2020 in a nutshell. It's going to kill you, but it's only going to kill certain people. That's the silver lining, folks. It's not going to kill you. It's like it's only killing some people. That's 2020 in a nutshell. That's the silver lining. You're the best, Dan Riskin.
Full.
I would never play Scrabble against you. I'll tell you that. It would be like Zoonotic. I was like, oh, man.
Good luck getting those letters. You never get Zeds. It never happens.
Or you get a Q. QI, by the way, is a word I've just learned. All right, Dan Riskin, science correspondent for Bell Media. You're the best. Thank you, sir.
You are, too. Take care, man.